It's time for today's daily devotional, and this week we're focusing on living in the dash. Now, we've talked about criticism and how to handle it, how to respond. Today, we're going to talk about compassion, choosing compassion in the dash. Our scripture comes from Galatians 6, 1 through 3. Brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently, but watch yourselves, or you also may be tempted. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. If anyone thinks that they are something when they are not, then they deceive themselves. You know, compassion is a choice. It's a holy pause in a harsh world that we live in, and we all live in the dash, the space between birth and eternity. And how we treat each other in this short, fragile space reveals the depth of our walk with Christ, because compassion isn't just a feeling, it's a deliberate decision to move towards someone with kindness and grace. Paul's words in Galatians reminds us that spiritual maturity isn't shown through judgment, but through gentleness. And when we see someone fail or struggle or fall into a sin, our first reaction should not be to criticize or distance ourselves, but to restore them gently. Compassion isn't weakness, it's strength under control. It's the kind of love that Jesus showed the woman caught in adultery, the kind of tenderness that he showed Peter after denial, and the kind of care that he still shows us every day. But here's the challenge. Compassion requires humility. And Paul warns that when we begin to see ourselves as above others, we've already deceived ourselves. True compassion flows from the realization that we all stumble, that we all need grace. And when we carry one another's burdens, we're doing exactly what Christ has called us to do. So whether it's a friend that disappointed you, a coworker who keeps messing up, or a stranger with a story you'll never know, compassion is the bridge that invites redemption and healing, and your dash can be marked by many things, but let it be marked by mercy. Lord, as we come to you in prayer, make us people of compassion. Help us to see others through your eyes and to respond with grace, even when it's hard. Keep us from a prideful spirit and teach us to restore gently, carry burdens willingly, and love deeply. Help us learn to be the shoulder someone needs, the ear to listen, and words to speak gently as we learn to show compassion in a Christ-like way rather than in a worldly way. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.